Now about toothpaste. For the health of your body and your gums, it is essential to stay away from commercial toothpastes. Like cosmetics, they contain ingredients that have been known for decades to cause cancer. And if the ingredient list seems benign, be warned that often not all ingredients are on the labels. I've checked with the manufacturers, and some have sent me the off-label ingredients, and I've been shocked. Some manufacturers even refuse to divulge all the ingredients, and that makes me really nervous. Many toothpastes contain artificial sweeteners, which goes straight from the mucosa of your mouth up to your brain to poison it and possibly lead to a brain tumor. Many contain sugar, which you are brushing your teeth to remove. In my book, I give the recipe for a safe way to clean your teeth. It doesn't taste great, but it contributes to gum health. I use that alternating with the safe toothpaste Nancy Evans makes, which is lovely. You can find her details in my book. Several years ago, toothbrush manufacturers came up with a new selling tool. They put colored stripes on bristles that are designed to fade, indicating when a new brush is needed. Either they didn't think or they didn't care what happened to that dye. All it takes is common sense to figure out that these dyes are chemical, not vegetable, and that as they fade, the chemical is absorbed through the mucosa of your mouth and up to the brain to join the artificial sweeteners and create havoc.